Me good poet. Me brain damaged. No one notice. Not always like this. Such hurt head. Doctor say thing more clear.
Patient Lori Beale, age 38, presented on July 6th with severe headaches, high fever, photophobia, and intermittent confusion. A preliminary diagnosis of encephalitis was made and the patient admitted. Patient history revealed that a month previous she had held a backyard party at dusk and, in a rush to make a complicated hummus recipe, forewent the purchasing of citronella candles despite warnings of West Nile-infected mosquitoes in her area. The next day, she experienced headaches and malaise but believed it to be eye strain from her job as a copy editor at an alternative weekly, or stress regarding a recent volume of poetry she published that had gone unnoticed. This gave way to joint pain and rash and finally fever and headaches. The etiology was consistent with West Nile encephalitis and treatment was begun while CSF test was performed to confirm infection.
Me write poetry book once. Trade critic write only review.
Beale may be a talented poet one day, but for now she is too in love with her own cleverness. Her long, trill lines contain references within references and allusions to allusions. Baroque and embellished with rich, polysaturated words, Beale has made a feast that attempts too much and rewards too little our passing interest.
Doctors say, no more poem. Words missing in my brain.
MRI revealed severe encephalitis with limbic involvement. CSF confirmed West Nile infection and symptomatic treatment maintained. Fever continued to spike and patient lapsed into a two-day coma. She remained stable but febrile and damage could not be ascertained until she was revived.
Me angry now, all the time. Light invade head. Words now hurt like something breaking in head.
Cognitive testing revealed severe limbic system damage. Emotions were uncontrollable and violent fascination for ears. Patient attacked several physicians and nurses. Patient given clozapine to quell psychotic episodes. While memory was not impaired, patient's verbal and written communication was truncated and severely debilitated, with a lack of metaphor and simile construction. Given her uncontrollable outbursts, patient should be treated under restraint and secure supervision. Prognosis for full recovery, 10%. Prognosis for partial recovery, 40%.
Me escape hospital. Me show teeth at nurse. They run. Me no longer poet. Me monster. Me just copy editor. Me go work. Me sit down. Hit keyboard. Make words good. No one notice. Me talk no good. Drooling. Me have found new talent for sidebar, they say. Me still want eat ear. Must not eat ear. Magazine industry not working. Many pack boxes. Hug from no longer the editor. Rip ear from his head. Chew. Police. Hospital. Docker.
Blind item. During a round of layoffs at an August alt weekly, a copy editor turned cannibal and chewed off a recently fired editor's ear. See, you gotta watch those spaces before and after the M-dashes, or else. Update. Turns out the copy editing cannibal is also a poet. Check out her poems after the jump.
Me write poems in hospital. Look like this. Me take pills. Stop ear eating. Kinda. Poetry is practice words. Send poems to publisher. Publisher email backwards. Words hurt head. Me want eat her ears.
While I absolutely adore your last works, but they're long, ornate sentences, these are a breakthrough in linguistic simplicity and emotional fire. Oh, an ear-eating? My God, what a powerful metaphor for the information age.
Me publish second book. Too many person like it. Trade critic think it good. Me think, they think, brain damage good.
Lori Beale is the poet of the Twitter age. She has wildly abandoned all unnecessary language, and in doing so forces us to focus only on that which is painfully real. Throughout, she returns to a central image of ear-eating. It's ghastly and violent, but also a perfect metaphor for the limited power of words and how we all fail to communicate.
Words no limited. Me is.
There is a great mind at work here.
Me get money. Doris L. Cole Award for Poetic Excellence. The Transportation Secretary Award for Poetry. The Lucky You Second Book of Poetry Award. Me want eat Doris L. Cole Ear of Excellence. Me get more nomination. The Bourgognon Prize. 100,000 money. Me taken to gala. Me forget pills. Me introduced.
No poet has developed such a rich language as Beale has. Her spaces are mysterious, half-open doors that she beckons us to walk through. Her bravery becomes ours and we walk through. On the other side is a battlefield where our sense organs, like our ears, are the victims. The poet has given us a metaphor for life in wartime.
Words hurt head. Poet me goes to toilet. Look for pills. Woman comes in. Other poet. Not me. Hate me. She smiles. Ears move. More smile. More move ears. Retzbit's ears. Adjectives have returned. Partial recovery. But ears still move to my mouth. Drool. Then me hear big echo.
And the Bourgognon Prize is awarded to Lori Beale.
Other poet takes my small hand. We leave white washroom. Walk to tall stage. Think of what to spend green money on. West Nile. Lots of West Nile in big blood supply, in small animals, in small, small mosquitoes. Make big brain in small you. Make my epiphany yours too. Me good poet like that.